Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast starring Dags and Rez. Today, as always, powerful episode. And now across this powerful oaken desk is the assistant manager, DJ Micah Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. Is this desk really oaken or is it more of a Queen Anne?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Over there is the original oaken desk.
That's right. I know. Hold on.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes. Hand-built by my father.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Powerful oaken man he was.
Yes, we're in a new, powerful barn right now.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
May it be temporary or may it be permanent. Let's hope it's permanent.
We're hoping it's permanent.
Yes. Powerful, positive vibes. Hello, friends. We have a powerful guest in barn. Micah DJ Rez, who do we have?
We have the one and only friend of the show. He's been on quite a bit. I think the last time he was on, we did the hot sauce challenge. It was the hottest podcast ever recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, North Innsbruck. Oh,
it is so good to be back, guys. I missed you. I missed you both so much. I missed the oak desk. It's good to see it's nearby.
It is. Actually, it's powerful. So. Yes. Yeah, touch it.
Yeah,
You'll feel it as we record. You'll be like, ooh, what's that in my back? Oh, that's the powerful oaken desk.
It is.
I feel it radiates power. I'm running my hand over it right now, and I can just feel it.
See the sign on the wall there?
What happens in the barn stays in the barn.
and on the podcast.
Yes.
Much respect. Much respect. Well, thanks for the invite to be back, guys. I really appreciate it.
How are you? You look good.
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Did you trim up the beard?
Around the holidays.
Yes.
So what are we? It's January.
The holiday trim.
Yep.
Exactly. When is Arbor Day? That's my favorite holiday.
April, isn't it?
Is it?
Is that what it is?
Like around Earth Day, right?
Is that?
I love Earth Day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah. Of all the Earth days, my favorite one is Earth Day.
It is.
Yep.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yes, you're into the planets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, Uranus is something I'm really into as well.
Now, why would you say that? Why would you bring it down? We're trying to have a...
Is Pluto a planet again or not?
It's always been a fucking planet.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I
what's his name?
Yeah. Hashtag never forget.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. What's his name?
Yeah, Mike Tyson. You got it.
You got it.
DeGrasse Junior High.
Yep.
Yeah. He's smart.
Yeah. He came out and said, oh, it's not actually a planet. It's too small. No, it's a planet.
It's a planet.
Yes.
It's a planet. Thank you. Take that.
If you There's can land planets. On it and it's right. round, it's a planet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it gassy?
No.
It's icy.
It's icy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
I think it's a ball of ice.
It is?
Frozen.
It's a ball of confusion.
Like methane or something? Or?
Love and rock. It's a ball
it
of
could
confusion.
Be. You know, it could be like ice that's like carbon and monoxide. And
monoxide.
Dioxide. And is there carbon trioxide?
Of course there is.
Could is be. There? What does that do? Does that kill you too?
I don't know. Three times.
Oh.
Once, twice, three times a planet. Pluto. Ooh.
What about trioxin?
Yes. It?
Yeah.
Trioxin.
Yeah.
What's trioxin?
From was it Return of the Living Dead?
Whoa.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
1985, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
1985.
Powerful.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Powerful show. God, we're excited to have you in the barn.
It's so good to be back.
Probably one of the only guests that can keep up.
Did you know that out of the top 10 most powerful episodes, he's on there?
Oh, yeah?
Which
one?
Yeah.
Fiery. Synthwave and you're in a couple different ones. You did the what was
He filled in once for me when I was gone.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
it was
pull
like Synthwave and Dag's Wave.
Yes.
And then we had the hottest podcast ever recorded.
I still have some of that hot sauce in my fridge. Every once in a while somebody comes
really,
over.
The really hot stuff.
5 million Scoville.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we tried using Gatorade to cool it down and it didn't work.
And I bring skim milk too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That did not work.
That didn't work either.
Oh, we'll find it later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's always fun to come here and do something different, experience what you know, I don't know. Just try it out.
Yeah. If you guys are new to this, Powerful Podcast. What it is me and Micro DJ Rez and friends, we get together and we talk pop culture. Pop culture can mean anything.
I was out today preparing for the show, I told somebody about it. So I'll have to mention them in a little bit.
And they said, I know about it already, right?
Well, they better be a new listener.
Like, wait a minute. Right. Let me write it down real quick. What was that again? Huh?
Amazing pop culture podcast. Yeah. Yep. Available everywhere. Fine podcasts are found.
Shout out to the new listeners.
Yes.
Exactly.
Wherever you listen, please do us a favor. Please leave a review. 5 stars. The whole bit helps us with the algorithms and the AI and
it does
all that stuff.
Yeah. They like that.
Also on social media, we're available everywhere. On Twitter, formerly known as X, X formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. We still call it Twitter, right?
We do.
Yes.
I think so.
At Amazing Pop Pod, Instagram, like our Facebook page, and all that jazz.
Well said. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for enjoying that.
Done that before?
Couple times.
A couple times this episode, too. Yeah,
right. So on this episode, what we did, we're going to have North Innsbruck, a.k.a. Chris, take over. He's got a concept. He has an idea. Tell us about your powerful idea.
Well, you know, it's always fun to be able to bring something. That's part of it, right? And so we've done the hot sauce challenge, of course. And this time we figured we'd try and put a little bit of a different twist on it. You know, and I thought it would be fun at the very least to talk about the Pepsi challenge itself today, you know, and just discuss it. I remember it from my childhood. You know, it was a huge marketing campaign. And then I figured, well, if anything, we could take it ourselves and really see. And so I've brought, you know, a bottle of Pepsi, a can of Coke. I tried to find a can of Pepsi on the way here, but I couldn't. So it's going to be a little bit off there. And I haven't prepared this yet, but we'll get out the solo cups. We'll do the blind test, all that type of stuff. And then after we complete that as well, So today, just to give you both a heads up, so where I went, this afternoon over my lunch break, went to Blue Sun Soda Company, which is up in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And up there, an awesome guy, Vincent, helped me out. And we he asked if he could help, and I said, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm going to be doing this podcast with a couple friends today. If you don't mind, could you help me pick out maybe a couple sodas, a couple colas, because we're going to do this taste test. And he said, well, why don't you actually put a little different spin on it today. Why don't you get a couple flavors and see if the guys can actually figure out what the flavors are as well. So I picked up 6 additional soda flavors, and I figured if anything, we could give those a shot real quick and see if you guys could figure out what they actually are. You
know? Powerful.
Yeah. It might be a couple surprises in there.
Uh-oh. Are we talking like garlic? Like a garlic flavor? You know, or are we going to surprise us?
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Mike or DJ. Right. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just close your eyes.
Yep.
Grab the pillow. Just go with it.
Wow.
So
you didn't ask me to bite the pillow. I mean, that's
why do you always bring it down?
Oh, sorry.
We're trying to be highbrow here.
Yeah.
Your tea levels are too high.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. So I don't know. Do you guys remember the Pepsi challenge? So, I remember the marketing campaign from when I was quite little, but it turned out, looking at it, it actually started before I was even on this earth. So it was mid-70s.
1975, I believe.
Yeah, okay, 2 years before I was born, it started.
Crazy.
The Pepsi challenge is older than I am.
Wild. 75.
I'm so old, I took the Pepsi challenge.
At
a grocery store.
Really?
What? True story.
What grocery?
Yes, in a local grocery store in the woods, I took the Pepsi challenge. True story.
A local grocery store in the woods.
Yes.
Secluded in the woods.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
did you win?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
What'd you win?
What do you win?
I don't know.
You just pick whatever you
well, I just mean, did you pick Pepsi or did you?
I picked Pepsi.
Took Pepsi.
Really?
Yes.
You ended up picking it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So there was like 2 little cups in front of you?
There was.
Okay. And were the cups labeled at all or anything?
No.
They weren't.
It didn't say M and Q on it?
Yeah, there was one guy, 2 cups.
Okay. Oh.
Yes.
So that's interesting, because I know one of the things, and we probably can't get too far into it, because honestly, the research that I put into it, so I got distracted today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So,
that's all right. But it turns out that a lot of as they're going through the challenge, the cups themselves, at least at some locations when they're doing it, were labeled with either an M or a Q. And it turned out what was it? Did you catch that part, Mike?
Yeah, they thought that maybe people were choosing, because they put the Pepsi in the M cup. And Coke in a Q cup, and people, they thought that people were choosing Pepsi because M came before Q, and psychologically, your mind automatically picks the letter, chronologically will pick the first letter Whoa. In the alphabet. Yeah. So, and then also they were saying that the sip test isn't a really good accurate indication because Pepsi is sweeter than Coke.
It is.
And if you're just taking a sip, it doesn't matter if you like sweet pop or not. You're probably going to choose the sweet pop after one sip as opposed to a whole can. Yeah. You'll probably enjoy Coke better. So they were thinking it was slanted on purpose that way. Pepsi was pulling a fast one on people.
Well, it is Pepsi. I'm trying to get people right. to drink their stuff.
No, not that. Well, that's really interesting. And as I, you know, again, preparation for the day, one of the things that I was doing was hopping on a few different YouTube videos just to get up as quickly as I could on certain things. And one of the videos that I watched was from the History Channel. It must have been maybe 15 or so years old, roughly, but it was more talking about the cola wars themselves and the difference in the two flavors. And one of the descriptions that they talked about for the difference between the two, and I've never noticed this in Coke, and I might have to try it again here, at least see if I can catch it today, but they talked about Coke actually having more of a raisin type flavor, which I've never caught that in my mind before.
I've never caught that either.
Exactly. Yeah, totally it. But Pepsi being different, as opposed to pursuing that flavor, they decided to give it more of a citrus twist, which then required them to actually up the amount of sugar in the beverage to balance things out a bit more. So that
which is what made it sweeter.
Bam.
You got back then they used actual sugar.
Yeah.
Real
now,
sugar.
Yeah, now they're using high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that factored in.
Yeah, totally it. And I think there's some more history of, you know, people, depending on, you know, the interest that comes from this conversation, but general sugar consumption as well as these sodas were growing. You know, let's say during the 1920s, 30s, 40s, as they're continuing to grow, become more popular, we're heading into some major wars. So there were rationing, different things that were going on. There were things like prohibition as well, which really pushed Coca-Cola into the forefront a bit. You know, suddenly you couldn't drink alcohol. Well, doggone it, we've got this fizzy drink that's loaded with cocaine and caffeine.
I was going to say, well, you put cocaine in anything and people are going to get addicted to it.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine your mouth going numb after drinking.
They should have had it in the 80s, cocaine and Coke.
I'm sure there was.
No, there wasn't, but I wish there was.
There was some extra cocaine going on in the 80s.
Scarface. Can you imagine though going to, like, let's go into Atlanta and let's go to one of the soda shops and get ripped out of our gourds on liquid cocaine?
Yes,
that'd be sweet,
man.
I wonder when that cocaine actually stopped. And I don't. It wasn't actually processed cocaine. It was coca leaves.
Yeah. I think it was like the 30s or 40s.
No, I think it was way before.
You think it was before that? Yes. They used to prescribe heroin.
The good old days. Yes.
Yeah, that was in the 20s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like going to the doctor and be like, hey, my back hurts. Well, here's some heroin.
Yes.
The roaring 20s.
You remember when Albert on Little House on the Prairie got hooked on morphine?
Oh,
who stole it from Doc Baker?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to watch.
Oh, my God. It's a powerful episode. Yes.
I just saw like a really older version of Little House on the Prairie where Pa comes back and he's asking around. Like he like left Minnesota and came back as a businessman, and then he's trying to sell cattle, and everyone's like, oh yeah, you want to go hop on the train and head over to Redwood Falls and talk to so-and-so.
Yeah, they always mention Sleepy Eye.
It's like, my goodness. It was pretty funny. But yeah, it was all sorts of things were going on. I don't remember like those older years.
Oh, I love
House on the Prairie.
Love that show. I still cry when I think of Mary going blind.
Well, that was sad.
Yes.
That was sad. And they tried to fool her one time at dinner, because I remember they were asking her how she knew where things were on the table when she ate. And she said, I always put things in a certain way, or have people put, you know, like my drink is at noon and my forks are at 3 and 6 or whatever, 4, 3, and 9. And then she went to go, she told I think it was her brother, close his eyes, and then he would try to figure it out. And they switched the milk to like the salt shaker or something, and he almost drank the salt.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember when she went blind. That was sad.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember when Pa would bust out the fiddle? There's nothing better than
who could forget?
Oh my God. He'd rosin up that bow and
man.
He did a battle against the devil, didn't he, in one of those episodes?
Yes. He was in Georgia.
Yeah. That was when he was in Georgia.
He actually went on a wagon ride down to Georgia.
He got lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the way to Redwood Falls.
So, man.
What was that?
Powerful.
on the Bugs Bunny cartoons. He always had to take a left at Albuquerque.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Pa didn't take the left at Albuquerque. Yes. He took a right instead.
You know what I did whenever the show came on? I turned the channel.
What?
On what show?
Oh.
Little House on the Prairie. I never
what did you watch,
it.
You son of a bitch?
I guess when I got kicked outside or something. That was when cartoons were over, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. So what was your go-to show then?
I like Dukes of Hazzard, He-Man, you know, that kind of stuff. That was my jam.
Yes.
G.I. Joe.
Million Dollar Man.
G.I. Joe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't smacking up the smack.
Falcon Joe. Crest.
Falcon Crest in Dallas.
Falcon Crest.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. Who killed J.R.?
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Back to the Cola Wars.
Yeah. Back to the Cola Wars.
Digress.
Yeah. Yes. That one big tangent.
That was a nice
If you guys had a choice between Pepsi, Coke, and RC, though, which one would you choose?
Oh, this is interesting.
Now, are we talking the old school, like 70s, 80s, or now? Are we talking sugar?
It got to be the 80s, because I think that's the last time I had an RC Cola. Okay,
so real sugar and all of
that. What about then and now?
RC Cola now is horrible.
Is it?
It's not good. Artificial sugars? It's not good. I'm not a fan of the new
RC. Remember Tab?
Tab.
That was the first Diet Coke. I learned that in the kind of before.
Tab and Fresca. Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff. What did
Pepsi release? They had.
But Slice.
Yes.
Fun
fact, my grandfather was the vice president of sales here in the Twin Cities.
That is fun.
For Pepsi. And we got Slice before it hit the market. Not only that, but we got 7 flavors that never even made it.
It wasn't even sliced. It was just a whole piece of fruit.
Yeah.
Get it before it got
right,
out.
Right, yeah.
Now, didn't
you
Slice...
You know, they cut it up.
Slice right. had juice in it. That was their first
thing,
right?
Juice in it, yeah. So there was orange. I think the ones that got released were orange, lemon, lime, and grape. But they also had an apple flavor, which was my favorite.
Yeah.
And that never got released. But there was also like some other, like a peach, I think, and a mango that never got out. But we had them at our house.
That's pretty cool.
So back to your question. Yes. Back in the day, Pepsi.
Back
Grandma
in the day,
always had Pepsi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coke was too strong.
Okay.
Too strong, like how?
Like taste-wise, it had that phosphoric acid in it.
Yep.
Remember it used to burn your nose?
Oh, yeah. That was the best part of Coke.
Yes. Then,
really?
Then they went to New Coke.
Yes.
They brought it back, but it was never the same. I don't believe it tastes the same. It doesn't.
So New Coke was supposed to essentially imitate Pepsi, although part of Coke's campaign was Pepsi was always imitating them up to that point, and so they were able to actually kind of flip-flop things a little bit. So it was more of a sugary push into the beverage. But to your point, it flopped, and coincidentally, they brought back Coke, or Classic Coke, I guess you could say.
Yeah, Coca-Cola Classic.
And it was more popular than it ever was. It surpassed its previous
sales.
But
it never achieved that taste. Powerful,
the original
acidic taste. No,
if you kind of want the closest thing to the original Coke, you'll find is Mexican Coke.
Okay.
That's funny you said that, because I want to do a blind taste test on that, because I think everyone, oh, it's Coke, it's Mexican Coke.
That's real sugar.
But I want to see if I can taste the difference.
We're doing that too. We'll do that in part two.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, we'll do follow up. Good idea.
We got to do videos. We got to fire up the videos again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you guys in on a little. How long are your episodes, by the way, typically?
They're as long as we go.
Okay, good. So let you guys in a little bit of something. Actually, I do have RC.
Whoa.
Oh.
So we're going to mix things up. We're actually going to do our own little twist on it.
Royal Crown.
Yeah.
Coke. What are those things, those purple things I put over
Royal
microphones?
Crown.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Crown Royal. Yeah.
Yeah,
reminds me of my old man. That was his dream.
that was his jam.
It totally was. Man.
Yeah, those are Dag Sacks.
Yes, thank you.
Sacks.
Once again, bringing it down. That.
Well, yes. Yeah.
So you put those right over the mic when you're not.
I do.
That's classic.
Yes.
And what?
Then I hang the headphones.
Are you rich? Look at all those bags.
Those are donated by fans.
You guys remember the cool cans, the Pepsi cool cans?
Yes.
Do you remember the controversy?
Is that the magic can? Same thing. Or not?
No, they had different designs on them.
Oh, tell me.
And
no.
the controversy was the one that looked like it had neon on it.
Okay.
If you put two, like one on top of the other, and then turn it right, it spelled sex.
No.
Yeah. And it was like the biggest controversy, and then they had to cancel cool cans because of that.
I do remember the cool pissed. Kids.
Huh. You always have sex on your mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
You remember that picture in Camel cigarettes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was awesome.
Joe Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Another thing that's worth looking up, if you've on the soda machines, and I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, but the one with they had the Coke can on the front, if you look at the ice that's on the top of the can, it looks like a female figure.
Really?
So the hair spilling kind of off the top of the can, and you can see hips and the legs.
Yes,
and
the hips don't lie.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to
have
to find one.
It's interesting. So,
you know what?
Pull
that's
it
what
up.
The old Google machine is for.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see what that. Google says.
Right? Yeah. I mean, the marketing behind this stuff is really incredible, though.
It is.
Very competitive, too. I also learned in the process that Pepsi is a much bigger company than Coca-Cola. They own, I think, Quaker Oats and a couple other food companies that make them incredibly
rich. Own, isn't it Yum Foods?
That might be. I wouldn't. Actually, I think you're on. Yeah, because that would be like KFC and
Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut, maybe. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Over at the Quarry in Minneapolis, they had one of those at restaurants that had all three kind of in one. That was pretty phenomenal. I could get Pizza Hut breadsticks with a couple tacos and
oh my goodness,
you know, piece of chicken or something with it.
Can I go off on a rant on chicken?
I want to hear it.
I can.
Please do.
It's your show.
What is it? You can't get fried chicken anymore. It's all
what are you talking
chicken
about?
Tenders and chicken strips and chicken nuggets. Like there's this new joint, Dave's Hot Chicken. You guys heard about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's coming into a local restaurant that used to be open here. There's an old Dairy Queen that's closing that Dave's is moving into.
Oh, in the Twin Cities?
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. It took out a Dairy Queen.
Well, the Dairy Queen took itself out.
Why?
Was the worst run Dairy Queen in the history of Dairy Queens.
Wow.
You think
how do you screw up a Dairy Queen?
Well, you hire nothing but high school students and then like a high school manager to run the place.
Yeah, but aren't most of them run like that? They're usually young kids in Dairy Queens.
Yeah, this was bad though. I mean, so you know the joke is that McDonald's ice cream machine never works.
Yes.
Dairy Queen and that Dairy Queen's ice cream machine would break all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, sorry, we only have burgers at Dairy Queen right now.
All right. Back to the chicken.
Back to the chicken.
Canes? What is Canes? Is it
chicken strips. Chicken
exactly.
Strips. Yeah.
Oh, they're chicken tenders. No, the meat with the bone. That's where you get the flavor.
Yeah.
And dark meat. Mm-hmm. I don't like chicken breasts. I like thighs, juicy thighs. Mm. I'm setting you up.
See?
Yeah. Juicy thighs.
I'm not going to fall for it.
Yeah. And I like big fat drumsticks.
What?
Yes.
Oh, drumsticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
No, but I like fried chicken. You can't get fried chicken anymore.
Hard.
Is Kentucky Fried Chicken still make fried chicken?
Yeah.
I bet you they've converted to chicken strips. Well, KFC,
I bet they have a lot more chicken strip.
Well, KFC, options. It used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then they tried to be healthy.
Original or extra crispy.
They tried to be healthy and cool, and they went to KFC.
Right.
They used to have the buffets, remember?
There's only one buffet left that I know of a KFC, and that's in North Branch.
Not the one off Snelling by you?
Nope.
Oh, no, what? I used to go there when I was working in that area.
That's out of here.
Oh.
But I want fried chicken, and I want delicious sides.
Yeah.
What's your favorite side when you're getting fried chicken?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Mashed
potatoes and gravy. Potatoes.
What about a little coleslaw on the side? Mm,
no? It's got to be good coleslaw.
Let me ask you on coleslaw. Yeah. Do you like the vinegary coleslaw, or do you like the creamy?
More vinegar, much as possible. Anything.
Vinegar.
Like any of
you don't
that,
like the creamy?
No, I need the acid.
Like when you talk about sugar, KFC, they just dump sugar in theirs. Because that was really sweet. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was really creamy and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Their biscuits were pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Biscuits and gravy.
Have you guys ever had
one of the best breakfasts ever?
Sublime. You can't get good. I just hit him. I wish we had video.
Oh, my shoulder.
Yes.
Oh, that's my pitching arm.
I wish.
It's a synthwave arm.
Right, yeah. I wish.
I play keyboards with that.
Yes. I wish we had good biscuits and gravy. You can't find it anywhere.
Yeah. No.
And I've tried multiple joints. I tried this hipster place in the Twin Cities, and I tried IHOP. None of them.
What about Keys Cafe?
I will try.
They're off like 280 in University.
I will try.
You must.
They have another joint out in Woodbury, don't they?
They do. And
they got one in Roseville.
They do. Yeah, there's a few of them around. No, I think the Roseville.
Oh, nope, it's still open.
Still there. Okay.
Just had a turkey burger from there today.
Oh, nice.
Egg you guys are talking local there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Gotta support local.
Don't get
up
me
north
started.
There, they got some good, up there in Ely, they got some good biscuits and gravy.
You like walleye tacos?
Sleepy eye.
Yes.
Oh, walleye.
Wow.
Powerful.
Eggs Benedict. Okay. What are your thoughts on Eggs Benedict?
I enjoy Eggs Benedict. I enjoy a good breakfast. Yeah. You can't get a good breakfast anymore either.
No, Fat Nats up in New Brighton. Phenomenal.
Let's do it.
We should.
Yes, yeah. And we're going to videotape.
We'd be very happy if you guys
had I need to videotape. We need to videotape.
You're going to love it. You're gonna love it. Mm-hmm. They do the whole green chili thing and all that too.
Yes.
Green chili. What's green chili?
Mike, you're missing out.
I know what white chili is. I know what carrots and
aren't
my chili
is. Aren't you supposed to be Mexican?
Are you giving me a hard time? Or are
you... You're talking about like green chili sauce?
Verde?
Like, yes. Yeah. Like, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know that. New Mexico, thought you were talking like green, like chili, but it's like the color green, like white chili is chicken.
But you haven't had that kind of chili either? You're missing out. Oh, man. Oh,
don't even talk to him about chili. Tell him about your bullshit chili recipe.
Oh, I put carrots in it.
Stop.
It's great.
I saw this months ago online. It made me want to throw up in my mouth.
You do not put carrots.
That's not really.
Oh, really? Well, I do.
All right, you guys, get on the social media. Get on Twitter.
Yeah.
Trash
after
me once
you listen
again.
To this. After you leave a review. Yeah. Say, do you put carrots in chili?
Nasty DMs, right, to them.
Yes.
Yeah, make them regret
More like nasty BMs.
Oh,
yes.
That's nasty. Yes. Don't tell me you put corn in there either.
I do not put corn in there.
I don't
want
to hear about your
BMs. Speaking
BM
of
with
nasty
corn.
BMs.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. No matter how much you chew it up, puts
Powerful.
Itself back together.
Yes.
All right, guys, I'll see you later.
Yes.
God, this show has gone downhill.
No. Food. We're just talking food. We're talking breakfast.
Right.
Yes.
Nice lava lamp, by the way.
Thank you for enjoying my lava lamp.
It's lava-ing nicely.
I like it.
Very intimate in the barn, isn't it?
Yeah. Could we turn the lights on, though?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
All right.
No.
That's crawling
just
up my
just a glow
leg.
Of synth wave.
I do enjoy the screen. We're watching a car drive through neon squares.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a nice Miami palm tree.
Yes.
Magenta background.
Yes. Magenta vice. We're very... synth wavy tonight.
That's right.
Very relaxing. We're also,
food centric, soda centric. You call it pop or soda?
I prefer soda. I think it was more of a conscious effort in my teenage years to actually go with soda because I don't like the word pop. I just don't.
How about you?
I say pop.
You do?
Yeah. You get yelled at in Boston if you say pop, by the way, which
you
is
do?
Great.
That's funny.
It's awesome. First time I was ever in Boston, I said pop, and this woman behind us heard me and she was like, "What are you talking to your father?" It's like, holy crap, sorry. Give me a soda.
Like in Georgia, it's Coke. Coke.
Everything is Coke.
Coke. Yeah.
I learned that. I was in Georgia for work, and the server was like, "You guys want a Coke or a water?"
Huh.
I was like, "Those are my only two choices."
It's interesting, though. When I go to a restaurant, I always ask for a Coke and not a soda.
Yeah, and then they say, "Sorry, we only have Pepsi products." And everyone
Pepsi?
Goes,
right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just don't ask for a paper straw. Isn't that the worst?
Oh, the paper straws are bad.
Good God. It's like, fuck the marine wildlife. We want paper straws.
So I was thinking about this, actually.
You hate sea turtles.
Love sea turtles.
Now everybody's bought metal straws, which are going to kill even more sea turtles.
Oh, they do kill. Yeah. But they kill people. You've heard of those stories, right? People falling and just impaling themselves, going right through their
God.
Eye. That's true.
Insanity. Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have less people than less sea turtles, though.
That's true. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what we do here, but I'm in a conundrum.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but.
I'm not going to have a lot of sea turtles here in Minnesota.
No, no.
Well, let's get this Coke party
started. Yeah, let's get this beverage thing
line it up, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
I'll set up the premise again.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have to go grab this stuff here real quick, but I thought first things, what we'll do is we'll kick it off with a little bit of a Pepsi challenge. And a little bit of a twist. We're going to add, like I said, RC Cola to it. So.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to go grab the cups here first. And what I'm going to do is I'll probably open everything up, have my back to you guys, and then just come with the, with the beverages and perhaps have you rate it. What do you think? Should we do like a 5-star rating?
It's out of five, whatever.
Reses
comes up with.
Oh God. I'll think about, let me think about it.
Clever. Yeah. Very clever. It's very funny.
All right. And then see if you can, guess what, write down what it is, I suppose as well, so we can at least, we'll give it that shot. And actually, since I know what I'm going to be serving you guys, I probably won't take it myself. I suppose that'd be kind of silly. So we'll do that. And then, once we take a guess, figure it out, we'll see how accurate we really are. What's your favorite soda, that type of a deal. It turns out we've tried them all and we'll see how much you actually like RC.
Sounds good.
And then once we're through with that, we'll set up this other little taste test and see if we can guess the flavors.
Let's do it.
So I'll set it up. But for a minute, if you don't mind, I'll turn it over to you guys and I'll be right back.
Powerful. You want us to write it down, did you say, or what?
Yeah, go ahead. And I don't know if you have some post-it notes or something.
I'll use my phone.
I see a pen right here. On your phones. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, it's amazing, this notes app on your phone.
How does that work?
As I'm getting older, I'm using it more because I'm old and I forget shit.
You are old.
God, you turn 46 and...
46?
I know.
Holy
Before
shit.
Before you know it, you'll be using a walker.
Yes.
Maybe a cane.
Yes.
So... tell us about your comic book that you're featuring here in the barn.
Today we are featuring The Amazing Spider-Man, issue 147, The Tarantula Takes the Game. And you see on the cover there, Spider-Man is jumping out of the way as the tarantula is flying at him. He has these powerful boots. Do you see those?
I do see those boots.
The powerful spikes on him. I'm sure they're dripping with venom. And the tarantula says, "I'm back, Spider-Man, deadlier than ever. And this time..." And then he goes, Spider-Man says, "There's no time to dodge those razor-sharp spikes. I've had it." And then look at that. There's someone that looks like they're dead. I don't know if that's...
oh, man.
Someone's laying there dead. Hopefully they're just stunned.
Is that Auntie M?
Oh, my God.
Or May? Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben?
Does Uncle Ben die in every comic, every Spider-Man comic now?
Yes, every... reiteration, he's dead.
Yeah, it's like every time they redo Batman, we have to live through the Batman's parents are dead. We know.
Actually, in the new series, Spider-Man, he's alive.
Get out.
True story. You should read that. He's working with J. Jonah Jameson.
Really? Doing yes. What?
I can't tell you. You got to get into it. Ooh, God. We got stuff coming.
All right, guys. So, one more time before we get into it, I got to thank Vincent again real quick from Blue Sun.
What's up, Vincenzo?
Yeah, he took good care of me today. Nice dude. So if you go there and you run into him, say hi, and a dude will take good care of you.
Do you have his social media deets? Or?
Vincent at bluesun.com. No, I don't.
We'll shout him out.
Yeah.
We'll,
yeah. Shout out to Blue Sun. They're awesome. Dude, good place. Great place.
Do you have his measurements?
I don't.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Sorry. No,
I don't even know what the hell that means.
I don't know either. I don't want to ask. So anyhow, right. So yeah, rate and take your guess here, guys.
Should we smell it first? Let's smell it.
Yeah, let you guys
gotta
do your
waft
thing.
It. It smells very cola-y.
All right.
Rate it.
And what are the choices? What are we doing?
All right. So the selection, you've got RC Cola, you've got Coca-Cola and Pepsi as the three brands.
All right.
Yep.
Take a sip. You want to talk while we're sipping, or
yeah. So it turns out. I mean, of course, Coca-Cola and Pepsi are really the big names in the soda industry. There was a point when RC Cola as well was considered to be potentially one of the more dominant forces, but there were some marketing blunders. I believe I forget specifically what they were, where they obviously kind of fell behind everybody else.
Yes.
Okay. So anyhow. So okay, you guys got your.
So what do we do?
There? All right, so I'm going to go grab the other one here. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys here again just okay. to continue your conversation.
So we write down what we think it is?
Yeah, write down what you think it is and give it a rating.
So out of smell and taste, I'm giving it a rating 1 through 5.
Oh, so we're rating?
That's what I'm doing. That's how I'm going to be able to tell you. So
I'm just going to, you do your thing, and then when he gets back, I'll tell you my thoughts, my powerful thoughts on this.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys are having a powerful time on our powerful episode. Just do us a favor. Please tell a friend about this powerful podcast. Ooh, we got new...
our new cups.
All right.
All right, here we go again.
Should we cleanse our palate with a little...
oh, yeah.
Go ahead and give it a rinse.
Yeah, we have to.
That's a very good idea. You're going to want to do that. So, again, as far as the history here goes, trying to think if I have any other cool factoids at the moment. Already talked about all the drugs in Coca-Cola. Pepsi was a bit different. Pepsi, I believe... I'm a terrible source. I feel like I'm just making stuff up because I half watched it today on YouTube, but didn't actually have cocaine in it. I think it was focused more on caffeine and I forget what the other ingredient was with it. Very pharmaceutical sounding though.
Oh, this is interesting. I'll have to tell you what's interesting when we get undone here.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Powerful.
All right. So you guys doing okay? You ready for number 3? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go grab it and I'll be right back. All right, so you guys got the drinks there, getting the flavor, the tastes in.
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm gonna do smell first, and then I'll do taste.
Ooh, I like that smell as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I like that you guys are adding that additional level of rating to it. But you know, even things like fizziness, I suppose we could have rated. I didn't even think of fizzing.
Well, I kind of have thoughts on fizzing this year.
Okay. Yeah. I would say I could give you guys another pour of the other flavors again if you like.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, cool. So so I'm curious. Maybe Dags, what was your number three that you had there?
Which one did I enjoy the worst?
The least, yeah. What was your least? Which number was it? One, two, or three?
Two.
Number two. Number two. Okay. How did you tell me about the rating, the flavor? What went on for you there?
Tell you the truth, it's difficult. Yeah. Think one is one, and then you go, right. Wait, is that one?
Okay. Fair enough. But just in general, for some reason, number two was the least favorite out of the three.
Yeah. Okay, if I had to. Cool. Yeah, rank them.
I don't know. Okay, very cool. Very cool. How about Mike? We'll turn it over to you here. Number three on your.
The one I liked the least was number one.
One. Interesting. Yeah. Tell me a bit what got you there.
Well, for the smell, I gave it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay.
For the taste, I gave it a 3. Okay. Because it tastes a little flat to me.
Flat. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Huh. All right. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So number two, number one, or the third. All right. Mm-hmm. Dags, back over to you. What was your number two in the list?
Number three.
Number three was your number two in the list. Okay, and how'd you get there again? More of the feeling? Just
yeah.
All right, cool. Good answer. Good answer. It's yeah. A soul.
You fed me the answer. Good answer. Yeah,
The spirit of the beverage.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, yeah. The essence. Yes. All right, cool. We'll run with it there. All right, Mike, for you, number two, where were you at?
I gave the smell a 4 again.
Okay.
For the taste, it was kind of the same for me. It was still kind of flat.
Okay.
But I gave it a 3.5.
Okay. Got it.
Because it still was a little more fizzy.
Okay. And which number was that one again?
That was number two.
Number two was. Yeah. Okay, number two is.
So number two is my number two.
Got that.
Number one is 3. Number two is 2.
Insert joke there. Okay.
All right. I wish I had more numbers.
I know, right?
Micro DJ Res is more numerical.
I take this seriously, Dags.
You do.
I feel like apparently. I should have written this down. Thank God you guys are here to keep track of what's what. All right, so your number one, Dags, that was number three?
Yes.
Three. Okay, any thoughts on what made it your favorite?
I don't know. I'm getting confused now, thinking back.
That's why you got to write these stuff one, down, Dags.
Yeah, Mr. Pepsi taste test
I wrote down what
here.
I thought they were.
Oh, you wrote down what colas you thought they were?
Had the least amount of aftertaste. Yeah. It didn't have a finish at all. What do you think? DJ Micro.
Yes, I agree. That's okay. Part of the flatness of the first one.
And the third one lasted the longest on the aftertaste.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So
my problem is was I was trying to figure out what they were.
Yeah, right?
Oh, sure.
I was trying to guess what they were.
Well, I did put my guesses down. So number three was my number one.
Number three was your number
one. Yeah, so I gave it a 5 on smell and a 4 on taste. It was a little sweeter.
Okay.
So I like that one the most. Do you want to hear what we think they are?
So you both prefer number three, just to make that straight. Yep. Okay, cool. Yep. So yeah, let's hear what your guesses are as well.
Do you want to go first, Dags, what you think they were?
I just wrote it down because I'm going to second guess myself.
Sure.
Because the second one threw me. I'm like, oh. So I said RC Coke Pepsi.
Wow, that's what I've got down.
RC Coke Pepsi in order. Number
but,
one.
But
RC.
If I had to flip it, number two, it's Coke RC Pepsi. That's just
okay.
But you always gotta go with your first guess.
So,
I'm not gonna change.
So so starting from the first one you gave us to the last one you gave us, I have RC Coke Pepsi.
All right. Interesting.
What was the order?
Well, number two. Let's start with number two.
Okay.
Number two was Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
wow.
I know, right? So that's where we're at there. Number one? Well, how about number three? Because that was your favorite. Go with that one. Number three, no joke, was RC Cola.
Get out of here.
I'm not even joking. I did not expect this to happen today.
And the last time I had RC, I hated it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Medicine.
I'm going to finish this.
You tricked us.
I know, right? Can you believe it? I'll show you guys.
You are no longer allowed on the show until the next time you come on the show.
We both said RC Coke Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, isn't that fascinating?
Apparently, yes. I like RC. Yeah. They must have changed something.
They did. Yeah. I wonder if the order.
You think it was a solo cups?
You know, here's the thing. As far, they're on plastic solo road cups. I don't
solo
know.
Solo cup.
How about this, though? So the Coke, which the flavor you both described just really wasn't quite as good. That came from a can.
Okay? Oh.
So the Pepsi came from a plastic bottle that I just picked up at the gas station on the way here. And the RC is from Blue Sun, which comes from a glass bottle.
Wow.
So maybe there's that Mexican Coke test might still be worthy.
So here's my question. Yeah. That glass bottle, how close to the window was it?
It was in the middle of the store. Okay. Essentially. Yeah. Yep. In the middle
and
shelf.
It's a clear glass bottle.
Clear glass bottle.
Okay.
Probably fairly new. I think they go through quite a bit of inventory there, and I don't know for sure, but some of their sodas they bottle on site as well. Yeah. I don't think RC is one of them.
So the reasoning for my question is they put beer in darker bottles, so the sunlight doesn't mess with the flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
So that's why I was wondering if it's a clear bottle away from the window, the sun's not beating down on it.
How about the different color glass? Does that affect it, like green, brown? Coke used to always be in green glass.
Yeah, they tint the glass of the bottle color so the sun has a harder time penetrating.
But I mean the different colors, like brown versus green.
Oh, that I don't know. I don't know. Like, maybe it's an aesthetic.
Like Corona and all that, just clearer, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll pour one more RC for you guys here.
And then how about aluminum linoleum.
Aluminum is supposed to make beer taste better because that was like Keystone. That was their whole marketing line was the bottled beer taste in a can.
So this is RSC? What was the last one we tried?
So number three was RC.
Was RC.
Yep. Number one was Coke. Number two was Pepsi.
And number three was my number one. So RC was my number one.
Weird.
Glass bottle. There's got to be something to that. There just has to be.
And I thought that was Pepsi because I was like, this is the sweeter one. And we just talked about how sweet Pepsi was. Yeah. But then again, that also goes to show we're talking about during the Pepsi challenge, the guy who did the research said that you probably wouldn't tell the difference between RC and Pepsi, and I didn't.
So RC Cola, if you're listening right now, you might want to share this broadcast to your world out there.
Absolutely. RC Cola. Yeah. We'll send you our address too so you can.
Yeah, send us some merch or something, maybe a t-shirt or a clock or a hoodie or something. We'll rock that stuff.
An RC clock? I'd wear that around my neck like Flava Flav.
Oh, man. I like that.
Powerful.
All right. So you guys ready for the next?
We are.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this one we're testing flavors, right?
You are, yeah. So this is where Vincent really came in like clutch for us today. He walked me around the store. We talked about a number of different types and many suggestions from ginger beer, I think it was. There's like a butter beer, you know, a Harry Potter type of a thing he explained. I didn't see garlic soda that might call out at all. But gosh, you know, I mean, fruit punches and grapes and cream sodas. And I did see a pickle soda, but I didn't go there at all.
Oh,
so
thank
you guys
God.
I just couldn't do it. It's like carbonated pickle juice. I've tried it. It's not my favorite. So even people like pickles, I haven't liked that one so far. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of cruise over to the kitchen again. And if you don't mind, I'm going to probably just reuse
your
cups
rinse
here.
Those out.
Yeah. Rinse them out for you and just keep them fresh there. And I'll be right back with the first
Sweet.
One.
Sweet.
So. All right.
So what are you thinking, Mike or DJ Rez?
I'm very confused as far as my taste buds go.
Yes.
I thought I knew my taste buds better than that, but I don't. And now I'm second guessing my whole life right now.
Yes. Yes.
RC Cola.
There's a
glitch. I didn't see that coming.
There's a glitch in the matrix.
I'm telling you, it's like it's thrown me for a loop.
Yes.
I wonder if they make diet RC cola.
Oh, yes.
See how that tastes.
Diet soda is horrible.
For you, yes.
No, but taste-wise, too.
I'm addicted to the Diet Coke taste.
Yeah. Johnny Rage loves Diet Coke, too.
Yeah. I'm down to one Diet Coke a day, though.
You think it has to do with, like, the aspartame or
it is,
whatever they use?
I think it's exactly what that is. It's the aspartame and, But, I mean, that's in all Diet Pops. So, but I don't know what it is about Diet Coke. I think that's, like, the most
They have, like, sucralose, and I forget which is which, but they have different artificial sugars.
Yeah.
They stack in there.
We're probably going to find out that there's, like, a chemical in there that you're not supposed to have.
All right, guys. So,
all right.
So this is a again a soda from Blue Sun. Go ahead, give it a sniff. What do you smell in this time?
Smell buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn. I like this. Okay.
Looks like a cream soda.
Yeah. Give it a taste there when you're ready. Fizziness. What do you think?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Good whoa. Bad whoa.
I'm not quite sure.
Interesting. Let me try it again.
Yeah. It's at first it tastes. I think maybe because I said it smells like movie popcorn.
Yeah.
I was getting movie butter.
Okay.
Is this the butter beer?
This is not a butterbeer. No, no,
no.
It's not a butterbeer.
I'm getting butterbeer, but that it's also kind of citrusy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me go grab the bottle real quick. We'll just kind of, or should we write it down and then I can tell you guys what you all after you
grab the bottle.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Let's just get into it. This is interesting.
Yeah, it does smell like butter.
It's got a lot going on.
All right, so here's our number one. It's actually, I think it's Abita, A-B-I-T-A. It's a king cake soda.
King cake. Yeah. What is that? The king cake down in New Orleans.
Yep, New Orleans.
It's got the little there's a little baby Jesus in king cake.
Right, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Let me see this.
There you go.
This is really good.
Baby Jesus.
So it looks like a donut. Is that what a king cake is?
It's like a bundt cake looking thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like swirly.
And they hide a little baby Jesus in there.
Yellow, purple, green, really? Mardi Gras.
Yes. This is really good.
Vincent mentioned a lot of folks can compare that to churros as well in flavor. I don't know. I didn't taste it yet myself.
I wouldn't say churro. No. Take a swig.
Take a pull.
All right. I'm drinking from the bottle now. Let's go crazy.
It,
guys.
It definitely has a butter smell and taste to it, though, like a sweet butter.
Yeah.
Cinnamon. I can taste the cinnamon in it.
You taste cinnamon? Isn't that what it is?
There's got to be cinnamon in this.
Water, cane
sugar, cinnamon. It's in the ingredients. Yep.
Wow.
Yep,
way to pull that out of there.
Yeah.
Mr. Chef Ramsay.
He is.
I know.
Yep. Raw.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna bring this to a safe spot here, get it out of the way, and I'll go grab another one here.
Sweet. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh.
What'd you think?
How'd you rate it? Yeah.
I would give that.
Really good.
4.5 baby Jesuses.
Would you put booze in there?
Yeah, but what kind? Like a coconut rum, probably.
Light rum.
Yeah.
What do you think? That'd be good.
Yeah. That'd be dangerous is what that would be.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. It's got a lot going on in it.
Wow. It's complex, as they would say.
It's got to be a real sugar, too, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Something I could
bottle open. Oh, let me see.
Oh, man. If I should have brought one of my bottle openers. All right. How many guys does it take to get a bottle opener is what we're figuring out here. Right now it's two. While these two are trying to figure out bottle openers, I'm going to tell the fans, the amazing friends out there that I am making an announcement that I will be making an announcement on Thursday. So if this comes out Thursday morning.
Wow. Is it a good announcement?
It's a good announcement. Yeah, it's very Mike-centric.
At Mike Rez Radio.
At Mike Rez Radio. Everywhere you're on social media.
Yes. You're not going to get too big for your britches, are you?
With any luck.
Yeah.
All right. See, what do we got here?
All right, gentlemen, here's your beverage.
Ooh, this is a cola-looking soda. I'm going to be so full of gas and burping on the way home.
All right.
Full of gas.
Ooh, I smell licorice.
Licorice. Ooh, I like that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, licorice.
Eggs. I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you smell?
Right away, I'm going to say root beer, but it might be like a sarsaparilla.
That's why I was smelling root. I was smelling root beer.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go grab the bottle here.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. It's actually.
All right. Hey guys,
it's a cream perilla.
You guys are really bad at this.
It's grape soda.
Yeah.
Don't you know? All right, I'll be right back with the bottle again.
What do you think?
It tastes like a root beer.
Let's see, what is it?
It's got like that licorice root.
All right, so this is Moxie Elixir.
Moxie.
It's an elixir.
Distinctively different. I was told this has a bit more of a medicinal flavor to it.
I was just going to say, is it amoxicillin or what?
Yeah, there's a bottle amoxicillin.
Robitussin.
Yes. Yeah, Robitussin, there you go.
It's probably closer to Robitussin than amoxicillin.
I've always heard about this.
I have some wild dreams tonight then.
I know. Am I going to be able to drive home?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
You know, Mike, take a peek at that too. Orange label. I'm a cool.
It's
cool
distinctively different for sure. This was established in 1880. I want to know what the original 1884 recipe tastes like.
Oh, yes.
Imagine.
This was probably the stuff that they were like.
I bet that had morphine in it or something.
No, it had creatine. Yeah. Creatine monohydrate.
I'm going to get my lift on.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, probably like, Mrs. Johnson, you've got a cold. Have some Moxie.
Well, that guy in the front here, too, there's a sense of urgency. I'm not sure what he's...
That's so graphic, too. I could see you wearing that as a t-shirt.
Yeah, that would be a cool t-shirt, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of orange t-shirts. That would look pretty cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good, guys.
I don't think it's bad.
Well, I mean, each their own there. I mean, I definitely get it. Does it tastes like medicine to me?
Yes,
a little sweeter, I suppose. Yes. Medicine with cane sugar.
Albert would love it. Mm.
Albert,
caffeine, citric acid. Yes. Oh yeah, root extracts. There's a little bit of root beer.
Yeah, like, definitely. Definitely some roots going on.
Totally it. All right, so roots are number on two. Fire. Moxie, M-O-X-I-E.
Yes. I'm loving this episode.
Get Moxie. That elixir on.
Varsity Blues,
Moxie. I'm loving this episode.
Remember that movie?
Mox.
Yes.
I don't want your life. That's one of the best lines from that movie.
Yes. God. I'm loving this.
Yeah,
we're
I'm feeling
sitting
bloated.
Here
we're not eating, though. We're drinking.
No, but we're sitting here, and he's just feeding us delicious beverages.
Should probably cleanse the old palate.
Yes, let's cleanse the palate. Paint's starting to dry. God, this is awesome. Just enjoying craft sodas. Good company and craft sodas.
Oh, here we go.
Yep, here we go.
I'd recommend this activity to pretty much anybody, even a holiday thing with family.
Oh, red.
This one smells weird. Red. It smells like Play-Doh.
Oh my God.
Doesn't it?
I'm scared of this one.
Oh, man. I'll go grab it. I'll taste it, too, just because.
Oh, no. Nasty.
Not good.
This is a novelty one. This is novelty.
It's got to be like strawberry toe jam or something.
Oh, my God.
Strawberry toe jam. That's one. That's a good guess. That's very creative. Dags, what do you think? What are you drinking there today? What's the flavor?
God, it's horrible.
Yeah. Because this one, I think you can call it out by flavor as opposed to brand. I'm not really sure what the brand is at the moment.
Is it cherry? Some kind of cherry?
No, there's nothing cherry about it.
No. Is it cherry lint?
Like just Play-Doh. It tastes like Play-Doh.
It's Play-Doh.
All right, well, I can see that disgusting. Yes. Let me go grab the bottle here. I'll be right back. Might want to cleanse your palate.
Yes. So.
I'm going to finish it, though.
You are?
Yeah.
You're fucking weirdo. Oh my God.
All right, let me see. Yeah, that's it.
Spaghetti.
There's nothing about that that's spaghetti.
No. It just tastes like
that's terrible.
Crap.
That's horrible.
Try it one more time.
Because I love tomato. I mean, if they had it.
Oh, that's bad. You try it.
Oh, now that I know I hate it.
Oh my God, that's terrible. There's nothing about that that's. You know what I mean? If you had like. This V8 is delicious.
Oh, yuck.
No, it's not.
What's not?
V8.
You don't like V8?
No, I hate tomato juice.
I don't like V8 either, but I can definitely taste it. No, I
bet you drink Clamato too, don't you, Dags?
What a weirdo.
No. I took amoxicillin for that. I don't have it anymore.
Nice. That's
funny. Yeah. So this is by, the brand is W.T. Heck. W.T. Heck sodas.
What the heck?
For the discerning drinker.
That is horrible.
Yeah, it's not good. Soda. But I finished it because I'm a man.
No.
Oh, God. Ugh. I don't know if that's a measure
of
manhood.
Gross. No.
Yeah. All
disgusting.
Right.
Wow. All
right, I can't believe Vincent was like, here, have some spaghetti.
Well, that one he actually said, this is extremely terrible.
He did? Like,
if you want to do the shocker, this is the one to give him. So,
well, good on Vincent.
Oh, that was terrible. Step up.
All right, I'll go get another one here.
Wow.
Yeah, that one wasn't very good at all. I can't believe people make that.
Yes.
And then we buy it.
We don't buy it.
North Innsbruck buys it.
God bless him. He's a good man. Oh, it's horrible.
Wasn't good. I can't wait to try garlic cheese bread.
Need some sandpaper to cleanse the palate on that one.
Yeah, that one's lingering quite a bit.
Ugh. You have to let it linger.
Oh, rest in peace. It's been 6 years since she passed away.
Cranberries?
Yeah.
Love that band.
Dolores was her name. Oh, you know what? I'm totally tasting tomato right now in my cheeks.
That's gross.
That's bad. My God.
I'm not. I like tomato products, but I can't do tomatoes.
But you don't like V8.
I don't. Yeah, it's weird. Oh. So, yeah.
Not going to have a V8.
There's
that's
like
for sure.
80 bottles of V8 in there.
They're all yours, man.
If it's one thing, I'm not going to ask for.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Another weird one.
She's smelling. Yeah. What you got? This actually, Vincent showed me this
strawberry.
One. Yeah.
It smells strawberry.
Strawberry? Okay.
Ugh. My taste buds are
going a little whack. It's like going into the perfume section at the shopping mall, isn't it?
Yes.
It's going to be a bit much.
This is kind of like drinking
smell,
perfume.
Coffee beans to cleanse the nasal palate.
Coffee between drinks. That'd be clever.
This kind of tastes like perfume.
perfume?
Cough syrupy.
I'm probably not going to finish this one.
Ludens.
Ludens.
Remember Ludens?
Liquid Ludens.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
They weren't even, it was just candy. Yeah, but
Ludens,
it was just
Ludens
red
taste
candy.
Good.
The movie theater where I grew up as a little kid, they actually had Ludens as one of the candies in the little blue thing.
Give me the cough drops.
Clorets. Remember Clorets?
Oh, those things made your throat numb.
Man. All right, this is horrible.
Because they were throat drops.
So I'm going to go grab that one real quick. I didn't think this one would be so bad.
Yeah, I'm not drinking
like
the rest
it.
Of that.
No.
I'm tapping out. I finished the spaghetti one, but I don't finish this one.
Spaghetti was worse, so. What do we got?
So this time we've got cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
Cheer wine. All one word, crafted cherry taste.
It does not taste like wine.
No.
Only it's not cheerful.
That's a soda, really?
Bottoms up.
Oofta.
I don't think it's as bad as you guys say it.
Well, you didn't have a full cup of spaghetti.
Actually, yeah, good call. Yeah, no, this tastes like it's got the cherry flavor, like a lighter version of, like a watered-down melted icy, maybe. Like the cherry flavor.
With a bad aftertaste. I don't
like
the
with
aftertaste.
With a hint of Ludens.
Hint of Ludens. Well, you guys, that was pretty good, though, actually.
The cherry
flavor. Yeah. So we've got, I think one more is what we've got left. So I'm going to go grab that one. And then, then I'll.
I'm excited.
Yeah, here we go. Here, I'll be right back.
Powerful. And what was your favorite so far, Mike or DJ Rez?
I think the elixir. Honestly.
The elixir.
Yeah, the elixir was pretty good. Although the buttered popcorn wasn't bad.
The buttered one was my favorite.
Yeah.
What was that called again? I forgot.
I forgot too.
What was a buttered one called?
The cake, the king,
the buttery one.
Yeah.
Yeah, distinctively different.
King cake soda, yeah.
King cake soda, and I like the elixir.
Yes, king cake was had a lot going on. That was good.
There's pure cane sugar in this elixir.
I'm guessing most of these are all real sugar. Yep, cane sugar.
Along with
yes,
sodium benzoate. Benzoate.
That's a preservative.
Oh, yes, as it says right afterwards.
Yes.
A preservative.
Yes. Ooh.
All right, here we go, gang.
All right.
So, yeah, number...
Oh, there's caffeine in this elixir.
Number 5 or something. Yeah, so I'll keep you up all night. Moxie.
Oh, this is clear. This has got to be urine.
Moxie. Yeah.
This one's got an odd smell.
Oh, this one smells like butter, too.
This one, I hope it's not a novelty because it's got a plastic smell. God.
Those funky jelly beans you can buy.
Please tell
it's
me that's
clear.
A novelty because that's horrible.
Let's see what Mike thinks here, if he likes it.
Ugh.
Oh.
No, God, that look in your
horrible.
Face.
I'm going to try it again.
This
is bad. Now you taste it.
It smells like dirty laundry or like old cheese or something in here already.
God, yeah. That's horrible.
I'll go grab it. There's no
color to this. It's clear like a Sprite.
Clear. And let me take a peek. Oh, yeah. Clear. It's fizzy.
Did you try it?
Fizz. I'm going to grab it.
Try it. That's like plastic death.
Yeah, that's... You know what? Give me the cheer wine.
Before I show you guys, I'm going to taste it real quick myself here.
All right.
You know what? Give me a bottle of spaghetti before this again.
Oh, holy...
you can swear. Yeah. You can say it.
Yes. What is it?
Ranch dressing. Oh, God.
This is ranch dressing brought to you by Lester's Fixins.
Oh, yeah. He makes all those.
Y'all get your fixins.
Oh, Lester. Yeah. Come on.
What was the candy canes you had?
Oh, those were the Caesar salad candy canes. Those taste just fine.
Yeah.
I like those.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was bad, though.
Ugh.
Ranch. I know we're from the Midwest and we're supposed to like ranch everything.
No, but I like ranch.
Oh, that's not
good. I want to keep this stuff away from your gear here, but I thought I'd bring it back out just so we could line it up.
We're going to get a picture and we're going to put it up. Make sure you follow us on all social media.
I see a thumbnail in our future.
Yes. there you go.
So I want to just kind of real quick from you guys, let's line it up. What's your favorite here of the three? So we've got the king cake soda. We've got spaghetti, ranch dressing, moxie, and cheer wine. So what would you put in the last place here today?
Oh, my God.
Ranch dressing.
All right, we'll put that at the end. Second to last, so what we have left here is the king cake, the spaghetti, the cheer wine moxie.
Spaghetti.
Okay.
Yep.
Spaghetti's not as bad as a ranch, I agree. Cheer wine, moxie, or king cake?
I would be happy with that order you got.
Yes, right there. I would too.
That's it. All right. So here's our order today of these unusual flavors. We've got King Cake sitting at number one there, Moxie. Number two, the original Elixir. Cheer Wine, our Ludens type flavor there at number three. WT Heck bringing it in at number four with their spaghetti soda. And number five, ranch dressing from Lester's Vixens.
Come on, powerful. Lester.
Yeah.
I'm coughing.
Yeah. Did that taste like ranch, that cough? You're going to be burping ranch now.
That was repulsive.
Yeah, that was horrible, wasn't it?
It's not good.
So I also had mentioned to Vincent, I was looking at the bacon ones. For example, he actually was straight up saying, like, anything that's a meat soda, you want to stay away from in general there.
Oh, good call, Vincent.
Meat and soda are not a good mix.
But the thing is, it's artificial flavors, you know?
Yeah.
So you wonder if, like, there's nothing tomato about that spaghetti.
No.
Right. You wonder, like I said, if you tried to do like some V8 type thing. Mm-hmm.
Can I see that bottle of spaghetti?
Yeah, here you go.
I want to see the ingredients in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Unnatural flavors.
Right, exactly. Right. Yes. Chemicals and chemicals. Yes. Yep. Can't read any of those words, can you?
I can't read it. No, I'm old to begin with, and two, the lettering is.
Well, I got the mood light in here, too.
You look like you could use my glasses. Yeah.
I have glasses.
Just to, like,
oh, Red 40, of course. Oh, you can definitely taste Red 40.
Red 40. All right, there you go.
My favorite dyes, Red 40.
Country Western singer. Old Red 40.
So if we were to do this in order, big picture from everything today, least favorite to best of everything that we tasted, it would be ranch dressing, spaghetti, cheer wine, Moxie, Abita. Was it Coke, Pepsi, and then our king today, RC, Royal
Crown. Wow, what a wrap up.
Yeah. Right? Listen to this guy.
Yeah. I've done this before.
Yes.
Holy this powerful. Is the sweetest episode ever.
It is.
Yeah. I love you guys.
Yes. North Innsbruck taking the wheel, and we just sit back and drink sodas.
Right? I know, just like the hot challenge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So totally. It. Yeah, we're gonna have to powerful. Think of something else.
Well, I got everybody's attention real quick. I'm gonna plug myself.
Yes.
As well here.
Oh, gross.
Please do.
Swing out everybody to social media, Bandcamp, Spotify, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram. Look for North Innsbruck. North is in the direction north, of course. Innsbruck is in the city of Innsbruck, INNSBRUCK.com.
Let me ask you this. Powerful. Yep.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to start on Twitter X again?
The account is still there. It was rolling thunder for a while. And then I struggle with social media.
We got to get you back on the X.
You got it. I had a lot of fun on Nextdoor the other day that I should save for another episode, but oh my God, that is funny. Oh, but not today. I won't share that story. I have to prepare for that one.
All right. We should start an amazing pop culture Nextdoor account.
Yes.
Just to troll people.
Yes.
It's fun.
All right. OnlyFans and everything.
Yeah. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Still going to start that OnlyFans alternative for people who like cribbage.
Yes.
Only pegs.
Oh, my goodness. See, there you go.
Yep. Nice. What did I do this time?
You're just bringing it down.
Yeah. Low as can be. I like it.
Well, did you have a good time tonight?
Yes, I always have the best time when I'm here. This is a
powerful episode.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go.
You just bring people together.
It's a good time. It's all about having fun here.
The best one of the week that we've done so far.
Yes.
All right.
You just have beverages and good talk and good times.
Starting 2024 out with a bang. Here.
Where's that breakfast joint we're going to?
We're going to go to Fat Nat's. We're doing pizza yet, too.
Yep.
We talked about that.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to
We got a lot of stuff we got to review.
I have a Rocky Rococo up by me.
Yes. Ooh, love that. Pizza Amore.
Rocky Rococo.
Pizza Amore. Yeah.
I think the other one nearby is like Baraboo, Wisconsin, so we better.
Oh, man.
Rectangular slices still, right?
Yeah, they still do. Yes. In fact, you walk in there and it's straight up time machine. They still have the brass rails and
the
original booths are there. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, we got to do that.
Gum is still powerful. Under the tables.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. I hope you guys had a good time listening to us. Please check out North Innsbruck.
Please.
Available mainly on Bandcamp. Is that mainly where you want them to go? Camp?
Yeah, there's a few albums out there actually as well here. Maybe midsummer, so have a new dark synth record coming out that I've been working on for a couple months now. So.
Do we have a working title or?
I could announce it here officially.
Yes,
the working title, the album, the title it's going to be is Ritual.
Ritual.
To play in a lot of the things that are going on today in the world, a lot of people like to throw out the word cult and cult. Using it in both appropriate and inappropriate contexts.
Yes.
And a lot of that mentality has a lot of power in the world today. And this album is based exclusively on that concept and the influence that people have over one another in dark, evil
Hashtag
places.
Hashtag intrigued.
Oh, man, that's good. This is the best one yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. God, this is going to be good. Powerful.
Thank you both you guys.
Well, once again, we hope you guys enjoy this powerful episode. We just ask you one thing. Please tell a friend about this powerful podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.